Hey, Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. It is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we started, we spent the entire hour talking about DUIs. And there's an article by Mark Crivelli over at lewrockwell.com where he was opining that perhaps if DUIs were eliminated, that is, the laws against them were eliminated, that drunk drivers would drive more carefully since they wouldn't be concerned with the police pulling them over for driving too slowly and that sort of thing. And that sort of parlayed into a much larger conversation about the nature of the DUI, the current limits that it's set at, whether or not DUIs are actually just an excuse for the police department to put people through the system and milk money from them, whether or not the limits are too high, too low, that sort of thing. And I'd like to hear from you still at 800-259-9231, because apparently people are still interested in talking about it. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to, it is Jim? No, make that fascist Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Morning, hippies.
Hey, what's up?
How's the voice line today?
Sounds good.
Okay, excellent. Well, I just wanted to call in and let you tree huggers know that I agreed with your previous caller before that we should have zero tolerance for people who break the law. So,
oh, the one that wanted checkpoints? The one that really enjoys checkpoints? Whitney?
Yes, checkpoints are great, and I'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
But first of all, you know, if we don't, we live in a society of laws, and people who break the laws ought to be punished. You know who else should be punished? Speeders. If you drive over the speed limit, which is posted on the road, you see the speed limit, you know what it is, you should go to jail. Because that one time where you're driving over the speed limit and you get into an accident, you could kill somebody. So that's a big problem.
You
know who else should go to jail? Jaywalkers.
The law is the law, isn't it, Brandon?
Law is the law. And one of the reasons why roadblocks are great is because we don't even know what kind of laws you might be breaking. You may be driving drunk, but you may also have drugs. You may have some guns, because we all know that guns are only good in the hands of the government. So only people who have nothing to hide have a problem, should have no problem with roadblocks or any of these laws, because it's only lawbreakers who have to be fearful of the law.
It's true. I am a lawbreaker, I will admit. 1-800-259-9231. Brandon, any other thoughts?
Nope, that'll do it, hippies.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Well, he does bring up a point, which is the law is the law, and if you're going to enforce the drunk driving law to zero tolerance, you really should enforce all laws to zero tolerance. Which,
yeah, well, zero tolerance is insanity.
A terrible, terrible place to live.
Right.
I think I don't know what she meant by zero tolerance. Maybe she meant
alcohol in your
beverage
system.
At all.
That's correct.
Which I think is a little. I think that's extreme.
But she doesn't drink, Mark.
But I understand she doesn't drink. Or very often, she said. Or she said that she doesn't drink, and then she said that she had drank on the times that
she
had
drank. There was a caveat,
But, you know, I can see drawing a line in the sand and saying, look, 0.08, I think it should be 0.1, personally. 0.1 is the line, and that's the problem with the line in the sand, is everybody's going to want it in a different place.
Yeah, that is the problem with one-size-fits-all, which is why private roads solves this whole issue, because then private road owners can set whatever sort of rules they want to based on market demands and that sort of thing. So many road owners, in fact, they may come up with an industry standard, but it's very possible there would be competing standards for roadways, and as far as the amount of blood alcohol content that one could have. Or private road owners might just simply say that there's no prohibition per se against driving drunk on my roads. There's a prohibition against driving dangerously on my roads. And I think that that's the real issue. It's dangerous driving, whether the person be drunk behind the wheel, whether the person is high behind the wheel, whether the person is tired, whether the person's arguing with the kids in the back seat. It's dangerous driving that should be enforced upon. Let's continue with the calls to Jim. Actually, I keep calling for Jim. Let's try Matt in Illinois. I think we took Jim last hour. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I really like Brandon's call. I thought Brandon was fantastic there.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a different tack, though. This woman who was calling, she said something about how they'd proven that .08 was a bad, was a good line to draw whatever. But the fact of the matter is, when they've done drunk driving tests, some people actually drive better when they are drunk.
Is that true?
Well, when you take the whole of humanity and you take a sample of them and then you give them some alcohol, I mean, somebody out there is bound to drive better than they did on that one, on the one test that you gave them sober. They're bound to drive better on the one test that they're 0.08.
Now, when you say some people, do you mean 1% or is it a significant amount, 10%, 15%?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I just remember watching a movie quite a while back where they were giving a gentleman who was driving drinks, and he had a couple of drinks, and he actually improved his driving after two or three drinks. I just saw the one guy. That's all I remember.
Interesting.
I don't know what the percentages are. I guess you'd have to look into it. But, there, you know, this guy actually did better. So should he be punished if he's driving sober and he gets into an accident? Because he could have been driving better if he had been drunk.
That's an excellent question.
Should he be forced to take a couple of drinks to make sure that he improves his driving?
Mandatory one drink limit on a one drink minimum to drive on my road.
Sounds nutty.
Yeah, and you know, another thing is when you're drunk. Let's say I'm at 0.085 and I'm at a stoplight and somebody hits me from behind. Now I was stopped at the stoplight. I wasn't even moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in my state, if I get hit by from behind, I'm in an accident. Now they can give me a test to see if I was drunk, and I could be at fault for that accident.
Yeah, that's no good either. It's way too wide-cutting, the laws against drunk driving. It's more of a system to generate cash, I feel like, than anything else. They use the emotionalism of people who do get into drunk driving accidents. They use that sort of emotional fervor to whip everybody up and to get them all angry about things. And while, in fact, all they're trying to do is increase the income to the police department and the courts.
I certainly think that the money should go to the victim as opposed to the state.
That'd be a nice change, huh?
But the problem there is that we want enforcement of drunk driving laws. People want that. Some level, and so therefore we would have to incentivize the cops to do it. So I don't know. It makes it very difficult.
Matt, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think Brandon, when he mentioned speeding, people who speed, I believe, and again, I'm not sure on this, but I believe that more deaths are caused by people speeding than caused by people who are drunk.
I think you would probably be right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Not to say that I believe in speed limits either. I think those should be abolished as well. But then again, I'm actually a fan of getting the roads out of the hands of the government in the first place. I know, everybody thinks to themselves that that would, for some reason, make society devolve into utter chaos. I'm not sure why they think that. I think that people who believe that way have just sort of, you know, they've been raised with the idea that there are certain things that government must do and that government must take care of the road system, when in fact that's certainly not the case. When you compare government's performance on any sort of industry or service or product that they're attempting to provide, you compare their performance to any private agency or even a charity, and their performance just pales in comparison. It costs them more money. It is more bureaucratic. It takes them more time to get the things done that they're supposed to get done. There's no reason why we couldn't turn roads over to private hands and have them handled in a much more efficient manner and have the roadways actually be responsive, the road owners actually be responsive to the customers who are you driving on those roads. And also, by proxy, the businesses and the people that are on the sides of the road that want to have people easily accessing their businesses and that sort of thing. And there's a variety of sort of brainstorming ideas that we could go through as to how to get the roads out of the hands of government and into the hands of private individuals. And I'm certainly open to ideas as to what the best way to do that would be. But I think that should be our ultimate goal. I realize for a lot of people, it's a scary concept, but the fact is, as we continue to talk about getting the government out of people's lives, drastically downsizing the government, inevitably roads will come up again and again because everybody thinks to themselves, oh my gosh, how could we live without government taking care of the roads? Well, my suggestion is that if government wasn't taking care of the roads, we'd actually have roads repaired in a much faster manner, new roads would be built much quicker, they'd be built to capacity, and the people that own them would be responsible and responsive to the consumer. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson for Midas. It's March 30th, 2007. Gold is at $6.64, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $703.18, $345.78 for half, $173.25 for quarter ounce coins. That's $703.18, $345.78, $173.25. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. You should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest. It's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki with over 1,200 pages of unique content created by listeners just like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website. Take a look at wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, it's Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the amplifier line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I don't really have a drunk driving story, but I did have a conversation with the new people who haven't heard yet about, you know, privatizing roads.
Okay.
Of course, I got the same stuff. What about the roads? What about the roads? And that's always fun. You know, if anybody who believes that the government should be out of the road business should start to talk to somebody about this. And I think you've said this before, Ian, and you're absolutely right that that's the first thing they bring up. What happens if the guy who owns the road, you know, down the street from me blocks it off and keeps me from you know, leaving because he's mean? So that's a tough one.
Well, yeah, it's just absurd. First of all, there are certain ways that one could, for instance, get around that. There could be contractual sort of agreements that people have with others in their neighborhood in order to agree that everyone should have common access as far as getting in and getting out, that sort of thing. And, of course, if someone actually were to behave in that manner, then people would be ostracized. I mean, somebody who is behaving that way, blocking off their portion of the road, they would all of a sudden have more enemies than they could ever imagine.
Yep. Well, of course, they always bring up the extreme example of the social outcast. You know, he's ostracized anyway. He's just a mean person. But somehow he's managed to amass this massive amount of money and can buy all the property around you, even though, you know, he really doesn't have the kind of personality that would, you know, lend itself to amassing that kind of money. Who knows?
Now, Brian, what you're pointing out here on the larger scale is when people are confronted with new concepts like liberty and freedom and real privatization, they have a tendency to get mired in the details very quickly. And I say that it's my personal belief that the roads themselves are such a difficult issue that what happens is you end up losing them when it comes to roads because they manage to find the details. It would be difficult to come up with pat answers. Like there are pat answers on for you know the libertarian philosophy on everything just about except for roads. I say roads is the third rail of libertarian politics. Don't get mired in roads. That's the reason that I say, how about a flat gas tax that would only be applied to roads? No money would come into roads otherwise because it's not fair for people that don't use roads. Only the money from a particular, you know, from a gas tax would go into roads, and that will solve that problem.
What about my lawnmower when I want to fill up my lawnmower?
You're talking about a gallon of gas, Ian. I think you can donate whatever, 40 cents or whatever.
What about as a gas station owner if I don't want to pay the gas taxes?
I understand.
Well,
but at the very least, you walk into the gas station, make the gas station owner sign a piece of paper. In order to sell gasoline, you must collect the gas tax.
You know, Mark, you have to remember, and Brian, like your thoughts, but you have to remember when people are coming across the pro-liberty message and they're thinking up, well, what about the roads? They're just sort of, it's sort of like a visceral response to these new ideas. They don't know how to internalize them. They don't know how to apply them. And so you can make suggestions to them, and whatever it is that you say isn't necessarily going to click with them right away, but it might down the line, you know, maybe a few months down the line, they might realize, maybe the whole roads thing would work out if we'd let people in search of profit take care of them. Because, for instance, the business owners on the side of a road, there's zero chance that they're going to shut down their section of the road so nobody can get through. They want people to come into their business. So most of the people on the side of a road have a vested interest in that road and the quality of the road that leads to their business. And so in 99% of the cases, there wouldn't be an issue. If one guy wants to block off his side of the road, odds are good he doesn't own the other side of the road, so you could just drive on that side. So I don't really see.
Well, yeah. I bring up the two of the largest examples of private roads and how they work really well, of course, Disney World and Walmart parking lots. And they don't have an answer to that, but they say, well, Disney World, that's only for if you want to be in the, you know, go to their amusement park.
Not true.
And Walmart, who parks there anyway?
But you that's know, not true about trash. Disney World. There's more than just the amusement park there. There are shopping centers. There are hotels.
Celebrity Village or something like that. They have their own housing complex in there.
there are reasons to be on Disney World property, even if you don't want to go to Disney World. And you're right, they're a brilliant example of the success of private roads. The signs are so easy to read. You know exactly where you're going. There's no questions when you're on Disney World property. It's amazing.
And they have every incentive of keeping those roads clean and clear and patched.
Yep, it's correct. Brian, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, I just, at the Liberty Forum, Gardner Goldsmith got up there and spoke in the beginning. I guess the woman from the Advocates for Self-Government was not able to make it. And he brought up a thing called the Lights of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this award that they give out every year for people who you have to publish 3 letters to the editor, or you have to speak 3 times to, you know, community groups like the Grange or the, you know, Toastmasters or something.
Yep.
Or you have to sit in 3 Operation Politically Homeless booths at, you know, local fairs. And you get this little badge or something. Well, I published my first letter to the editor mentioning libertarian last week.
Congratulations.
On a veterinarian bill that they're trying to get passed in the Colorado State Court. So if anybody is interested in this, I guess you can go to theadvocates.org, I think.
It's just a nice way. It's they've come up with this little award, and I think you get a certificate. And, of course, you get your name on the list of those who are recipients of the Lights of Liberty Award. And it's just a nice way to recognize the real activist superstars, the ones that are really out there doing everything they possibly can to push the libertarian message, to spread the word of freedom as far and as wide as possible. And, yes, I know the details are at their website at theadvocates.org. And it's not hard to do. Writing and getting 3 letters to the editor published in 1 year's time, not difficult at all.
You could do it in a month if you hit the right topics. And
well, that depends. That depends on the newspaper. Many papers won't allow you to publish more than 1 letter per month, but you could certainly do 1 per month, and then you've still gotten the Lights of Liberty Award. And setting up Operation Politically Homeless booths is an immensely rewarding task and a lot of fun, and I recommend that everybody look into that as well. Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I love doing Operation Politically Homeless. I mean, a letter to the editor is good because you're getting the idea, the concept of libertarianism in front of however many thousands of people read that letter. But an Operation Politically Homeless booth is where you go to like the county fair or a gun show or a gay lesbian pride fest, for instance, wherever you can, wherever the people are. And you set up a booth and you give people the world's smallest political quiz to find out if they're libertarians or authoritarians or liberals or conservatives. And it's an amazing sort of process of self-discovery for a lot of people, because many people discover they're libertarians and they didn't even know it. I think it's just so powerful. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you're a show, you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, live Saturday show. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. And that does include updates. You get signed up for the updates, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's updates.freetalklive.com.
Tomorrow's April, and April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at order@akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com, or call 1-800-657-5066. 800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to Dean in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Dean.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a response to that caller who called in about 30 minutes ago about speed limits, about giving tickets out or whatever.
Zero tolerance, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a witness, because I'm a driver out there on the highway. I'm a witness to... a lot of these cops, they don't have their lights or siren on, and I see them guys late at night going down the highway about 85 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Speed limit's like 55.
Yep.
And a lot of times during the day, I've seen them going down the highway, and they're not even in uniform. Sometimes got their family in the car going down, I don't know, going shopping or whatever.
Well, don't you know, Dean, that cops are better people than everyone else?
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know they're perfect. They don't break laws.
Right, they're a cut above. They should be allowed to get away with whatever they want to get away with.
Oh, they're cops. The government.
Yep. It's
and I got another point there for that guy. When I went down to Tennessee one time, you know how the when you get out of state or you get out of the city, the lanes go down to like two lanes.
Yeah.
And well, the people on the street there. Everybody's going about 70, 75, up to 80, 85 mile an hour. And if you're not getting out of the way, they're going to pass you in the other lane. And I don't see no cops out there arresting anybody out there on the highways. I mean, if they really want to make money, they'd be out there real serious about it and pulling a lot of people over.
But, why do you think that is? Why aren't they there?
No, they're not serious about it. they're only serious about getting the people in the city that where they can, you know, pull you over and just charge you all this, I think, $150 for a ticket now.
You don't think it's not a numbers situation where in the city there are just more cops versus a state road in the middle of nowhere? There's actually no cops around. I mean, it's probably just a numbers thing. I'm sure the the little town cops are just as money hungry as the big city cops. It's just that there aren't as many of them.
Oh yeah.
I mean, for instance, where we come from, and down in Florida, we live in New Hampshire now, but there's this place, it's up by the prison, right, Mark? It's Stark? No, it's Waldo, Florida.
Right.
That's it. It's a little town. It's one of those situations where it's two lanes going through the town, but in this particular town, the cops are Johnny on the spot with police and speed enforcement, and they've got a speed limit sign that's behind a tree or something like that, so you can't actually see it, so you don't know that it drops from 55 to 35, and they just pick people off. They pick so many people off for speeding, so-called, in their town, that the AAA has bought a billboard outside of Waldo to alert people to the fact that, you know, like, just as a public service, to alert people to slow down in Waldo, because the cops are just corrupt and just all about making money.
Well, you know, ignorance of law is no excuse, right?
That's what they say, which is crap, if you ask me. I mean, how have you ever taken the time to read laws? It's insane.
Oh, man. They're about an inch thick, at least.
But yeah, that's one of the books. Then you've got a whole shelf full of them to go through,
right,
and maybe an entire library full.
They put that much out in a year.
It's impossible. It's not a possible, humanly reachable task to actually read the laws. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, it's so absurd. Whenever somebody says ignorance of the law is no excuse, why don't you ask? I turn that right around and ask them, well, how much of the law they've read that week? How much of the law have they read in their lifetime? Because I think one of our listeners ran the numbers as far as, you know, if you had 8 hours a day, like if you didn't work for a living like most of us do, and all you had was free time to read laws, how many hours it would actually take to just get through just the federal laws, not your state laws, not your local laws.
Well, they figured something like 100 years.
Yeah, it's something like you'd be dead before you finished.
And that didn't count the laws that they had added that in the years that you were reading. You know, that just made it even worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfathomable. But yet the law and order types continue to just mindlessly chant the mantra that ignorance of the law is no excuse. No, there's no excuse for this many laws. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to let folks know about demonstrating in New Hampshire in the Free State on a nice 55 degree or so Saturday afternoon.
It was lovely out there today. John and I were out on the corner of one of the intersections here in Keene, New Hampshire with, what would you say, about 15 other people? There was a good amount of people there.
Unless I'm missing somebody, we had 17 anyway, because I can think of 17 for sure.
Yep. And it was just an incredible turnout. Mark, you drove by. You didn't actually stop and say hello to anybody.
I drove by a couple of times and honked my horn and stuff.
That was good. I appreciate that. But you've driven by a number of times when we've been out there. Had you seen a larger crowd at that corner before?
No.
It was a pretty big turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and today everybody was there at the same time. Sometimes people have to come and go, but I guess being Saturday, people didn't have work issues.
Now, why were we there, John? What was the reason for it?
We're protesting the Internal Revenue Service.
Right. We were out front of the IRS building. It's also a dual-purpose building. It's got the post office there as well. And our man Russell Canning and Lauren Canario, she was there. They were all dressed up in Don Quixote gear. Essentially, the concept being Don Quixote battling the windmills, so Russell Canning was sort of getting into that same motif and battling the federal government. Though Russell
his costume was actually the most striking.
Yeah, it was.
It's interesting because earlier I was down at the traffic circle where they have the little gazebo. There was an anti-war thing, and I was in town early, so I stopped over to say hello to those folks, and they had probably a dozen, maybe up to 15 of them there. But those are people just dressed in, you know, normal street clothes. Down at our thing, it gets a little more colorful, a little more theatrical, I suppose. People in costumes and such. And I'll give one example. I guess part of my point before I get to that was just to drive out there. It's a pretty good drive from Salem for me to go out to Keene. Mm-hmm. But the people are so fantastic, and it's just such a picturesque ride. I leave myself an extra hour, sometimes an hour and a half if I have the time, just to maybe stop and take pictures along the way and that sort of stuff. But anyway, Russell had on an orange jumpsuit, and part of the idea here is that your taxes go to pay for torture. So Russell has on an orange jumpsuit and a black hood over his head. Like
he really looked like he had just stepped out of some unknown military brig somewhere.
I actually watched a middle-aged guy, looked like probably, you know, kind of a hard guy, you know, good tough man, and he was driving along through the traffic slowly, and I was observing him, and he's just kind of nodding his head, and he's got his wife in the car, and they're kind of taking it all in. And when he ever got up to the point where he could see Russell, the man just turned his head. Like, he didn't want to think about that. It's just such a striking issue, striking image.
Yeah.
At one point, they actually had Russell tied to the post, and it strikes home. I mean, it's really a different way of reaching people.
Absolutely.
And then in addition to all of this, after this is done, these people are so great. We got 17 for sure that I can think of. Of those, after we're all done, we go out for 2 hours doing this, and we're enjoying each other's company so much, we all go together, and we go to somebody's house, and we have a cookout, and we hang out. And
I was jealous. I wanted to go to that, but...
here's what you missed. You missed a little bit of music, a cookout. I left. Eventually, they were going to be watching a movie, and I decided
I wanted to enjoy
that beautiful ride home.
John, thank you for the call. We really do have the best activists in the world right here in New Hampshire, and they're all part of the Free State Project. It's an amazing movement full of just incredible people, and everybody gets along just wonderfully, and they're great people to hang out with and socialize with and spend time with and protest with, stuff like that. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The program is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free lines. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 360 of our listeners have decided to do. I, unfortunately, am way behind on processing amplifiers. Was out at that protest today, as John and I were just talking about, and I got back and I was beat. So I've got something like 30 emails in my amplifier folder to process through. So please, please be patient with me. It's a one-man operation here processing these amplifiers. We're working on, as soon as we get our server transferred over to our new machine, we're going to work on like an automated system where you can go in and you can log into your little amplifier account and change information if you need to and, you know, that sort of thing. That way I don't have to handle all the minutia.
Does sound a lot more simple for you.
Right. Not that I don't mind processing incoming contributions, because that's what the AMP program's all about. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. Free Talk Live, we'll be honest with you. You know, we just don't have the big clear channels and the CBS radios and those guys behind the show. We don't have a multi-million dollar marketing.
We don't want them behind us either.
No, I don't. But they've got, you know, when you're a clear channel property mm-hmm. or a CBS radio property, then you've got a multi-million dollar advertising budget. And that makes it so you can buy full-page ads in Talkers Magazine, and you can do all sorts of things and buy huge banners at the industry conventions. Remember, we were at the recent talk radio seminar in Los Angeles at this Marina Del Rey Hotel, and the elevator doors had pictures of another talk show host, Dave Ramsey, this sort of financial sense guy. His head and an advertisement for his show was on the elevator doors. We found out how much it cost. $10,000.
Yeah, he was on three elevator doors, so
right.
He got three elevator door banners
right.
for $10,000.
I mean,
over 2 days, three
right.
days,
right?
3 days.
Now, so that's sort of like, you know, if we had that kind of money, I don't think we'd spend it on elevator doors. But nonetheless, the idea is you can support Free Talk Live, considering we give all the features away on our website for free. You can support us for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You know, by the way, those other radio shows like Rush Limbaugh and those guys, they charge $7 or $8 a month to access their sites.
Mm-hmm.
So we give everything away for free up front, and we just simply say, hey, you like the show, help support us. Become an amplifier. You get access to perks as well, like the amplifier-only call-in lines and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. But it's a great way to help support the show. And right now, our 360 amplifiers are bringing in a total of over $2,500 a month to the show. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, maybe, but it works for us because we can really stretch it and make it. For instance, we're buying half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. That's the same size ad as Neil Bortz buys, same size as many of the other industry bigwigs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're players because of the AMP program, and it's all because of you. So amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to help support Free Talk Live. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. I promise the top 10 beer myths. and I don't want to miss out on that. So we will get to it, but your phone calls are primary. So we go to, it is Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave.
Hey, more reports from New Hampshire.
What's up?
First, I want your listeners to know, if they don't already know, I have a message for your listeners.
Yes.
There's a party on in New Hampshire, and you're missing it.
A party?
Well, if you're not in New Hampshire, of course. I can't say that to you because you're in New
Hampshire. Party in a general, in the general term. This
yeah,
is something you don't
sense.
Want to miss out on. Gotcha.
Correct.
You know what? I think that people that as they move here, I think a lot of them are going to have the same regret I did, and that is they didn't move sooner. But hey, you know what? Get here as soon as you possibly can because there's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Very true. There was another thing going on today. I wasn't there myself, but in Concord, New Hampshire, they had a Ron Paul sign-making party and strategy session. But I guess what they're doing is they're building signs for Ron Paul, for Ron Paul activists to go to other people's appearances and hold the Ron Paul signs,
nice.
Other candidates.
That's a good idea.
It's our guerrilla way of getting in on this, because the media, they're going to go to John McCain if nobody else is going. No one, the whole state could completely not care that John McCain's there, but the media decides that he's great, so they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul could get 100, 200, 300 people, and sometimes the media doesn't care. So we have to do guerrilla tactics on this, and that means going where the media is. We'll see
Excellent.
How that works.
Good idea. What else is going on?
I had a thought for your listeners, as long as this is something that doesn't go well on a bulletin board, because you have to hear it rather than see it. But I hear a lot of mispronunciations about towns in New Hampshire, and I think it's important to try to pronounce them natively if possible.
Okay.
I'd like to name some key normal problems that I see. People oftentimes think that there's a place called Concord, New Hampshire. There is no such place.
It's Concord.
Concord.
Right.
Berlin, New Hampshire. It's not Berlin, it's Berlin.
One more. Dave, why is it that up here in the Northeast, we just mispronounce the names of the cities? I mean, why would spell something Concord and then pronounce it Concord?
If locals say it that way, it is not a mispronunciation. That is the correct way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you southerner.
I'm just wondering. It's not like it didn't happen in Amarillo, Texas, either, or Norfolk, Virginia, or perhaps Louisville, Kentucky, maybe even New Orleans, but... it's so, I don't know, it seems so strange to me.
Okay,
let's
get past the fact that it's strange and concentrate on saying it right.
Give me one more, Dave. We don't have time to go through the laundry list.
There is no Lebanon, New Hampshire, only Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Lebanon. So, Lebanon, Nashua.
The worst one, the one that really bugs me, at least the ones that you named are at least understandable to some extent as far as the pronunciation adjustments. There are some cities down in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Yeah. Worcester is the worst.
W-O-R-S-T.
It's Worcester.
It's Worcester. There's no H, but it's like Worcester, and it somehow turns into Worcester. It's amazing to me. That one is mind-boggling. But
there are 10 such cities in Massachusetts for every one in New Hampshire. But
yeah,
I think
you're right about that.
Concord, Lebanon.
Thank you.
Berlin,
thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the lesson there. Now, I think that if New Englanders go down to Central Florida, where, you've got cities like, let's see, what do you have there? Arcadia?
I've heard people mispronounce Arcadia. I think that probably in
Florida... Mayaca might be a tough one for people.
Probably the worst one in Florida is Kissimmee.
Kissimmee. What are some of the ones with D? There's DeLand, there's Deltona.
Mm-hmm.
There's, so, if you don't put that southern twirl on Deltona, you don't have it right. It's Deltona.
Right. There's DeBary. Yeah. There's one up in near St. Petersburg that's not coming to mind off the top of my
there's
head.
There's all kinds of Wikiwachi and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Wikiwachi gives a lot of trouble up there, as does Loxahatchee.
Loxahatchee, that's the one.
Yeah, that's another one. And Tanona Sasa.
So, there's just going to be adjustments people have to make. 800-259-9231. Jim emails in. I'm a new listener to the show. Really love the format. I have to disagree with your libertarian views, though. I simply don't feel that libertarianism is a reasonable political ideology because it relies on a high level of knowledge and consumer awareness. I don't necessarily agree with that. Look into this a little bit deeply here in a moment. In the real world, most people are quite happy being uneducated and almost entirely unaware of the implications of their purchases. Now, do you think that that might be because they believe they have this sort of conception in their minds that the government is taking care of it? Do you think that people are lazier with their purchases because there's something, you know, in the back of their head that says, you don't have to worry about what's in this food. The government is taking care of it.
I think that they absolutely are lazier because of that.
It may not be a conscious decision. It may just simply be that they've always been told, they've sort of known there's these regulatory agencies, so they're just leaving it up to the government.
Right, and to think that any of these regulatory agencies is as efficient or as thorough as, say, Consumer Reports, that is a fallacy.
But the fact is, if we were to get rid of government regulation and that sort of thing, not everyone would pick up Consumer Reports.
No.
Not everybody would educate themselves to the maximum of their ability, and that's okay. Those people will go out and they'll make mistakes in their purchasing choices, and then maybe after they've made enough mistakes and those mistakes have been costly enough, maybe then they'll be motivated to actually do something to become an educated consumer. Buyer beware, caveat emptor. Don't leave it to the government to take care of you. He says this is precisely why advertising that focuses on sex appeal and masculinity works so well, despite the fact that they completely ignore the specifications of the item being sold. If libertarian policies were established in the United States, the majority of the country would be bedridden due to E. coli infections by the end of the month. Really? Why would that be? He says, far be it from anyone to demand that the entire population must be absolutely knowledgeable about all of the meat packaging companies that sell their product to the local market simply to avoid possibly deadly bacteria and viruses. You know, I don't think this guy has a gym. I don't think he really understands how the market works and how people in search of profit respond to consumer demand. And I'm pretty sure, and we'll get into this more in hour number three, but I'm pretty sure that consumers aren't demanding E. coli. So how is it that the market will respond to that in order to keep people safe without governmental intervention? We'll talk about it coming up in your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a